Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to Taylor Watch 2025. What's going on? You're the snake. Hiss, hiss, hiss.
Ooh, feels good to be back.
It does feel good to be back.
Good to be back talking about Tay, talking about snakes.
Yeah, got to knock the dust off.
I know.
This is probably going to be the longest conversation I've had since we left. us recording this. I have done nothing.
Honestly,
Gia.
Same. Nothing. I've done nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And then, you know, obviously home, family, whatever. But even there, I was like,
no.
I was like, I'll talk to you on Christmas, but otherwise, I'm just going to
I think I was asleep, like, yes. 99% of the time. It was, like,
so
actually
sleep.
Concerning how much I slept.
Yeah.
Like,
we need it.
Yeah.
We needed the rest. We needed the sleep.
Yeah.
People don't realize what a grind it is out here talking about Taylor Swift. Talking about the Eras Tour, going
to
the Eras Tour.
Is so hard.
Yeah, our life is really difficult. No one understands.
Yeah.
So we need 2 weeks of sleep only to be able to keep up.
Yeah.
And that is facts.
Mm.
But how was the holiday, Gene?
It was lovely. Very lovely.
That's
great
good.
Christmas. With the fam, good gift giving, good just wholesome activities. New Year's was very chill. Me and TJ just did like a nice charcuterie board.
That. I love an easy New Year's like
so
that.
So easy. To be fair, like none of my friends were around.
Yeah.
Like TJ was like, we should do something with your friends. Like, go out. I was like,
yeah.
I don't know where my friends
are.
Like
they're all gone.
So that was kind of like.
Does everybody like have boyfriends right now?
Yeah, everyone has boyfriends. Everyone was also traveling a lot. A lot of my friends were actually down the shore. And like, I didn't feel like doing the whole train thing. And then like, I don't know. I feel like.
You'll end up sleeping on a floor
somewhere.
Yeah,
at midnight, I would have been like, why the fuck am I not in the city? Like,
For sure.
We were like, let's just stay in, keep it casual, watch Andy and Anderson slay the
husbands
down.
Hilarious.
They were
funny. I watched as many clips as I could, but that's the one thing that I don't like to miss.
It was the first time I ever got to watch TV on New Year's.
Yeah.
So.
It's pretty good programming.
No,
like,
it was
funny always.
10
you
out
know?
Of 10. Like, I was like, now I get why old people just sit at home and watch TV and go to bed right at 12:01.
Exactly.
Because that's kind of what we did. We went to bed at like 1. But yeah, that's kind of it.
It's a chill way to do it. But no, I was jealous when I saw your cheese board and all that. It was really, that's like the, I love doing that.
I love a good cheese board.
You don't have to do
anything.
It looked like I was going to have similar plans to that. And then at the last second, my two gay besties were like, come to dinner with us, girl. And I said, oh, an opportunity to dress up in sequins. Sure.
Obviously. Your outfit was so cute.
Thank you. And then, we ended up just going to this Chi Chi's. Which
Ooh.
I have never heard of, never been to.
Okay,
whatever.
Chi-Chi. Isn't Chi-Chi like bitch in Spanish?
C-Cheese?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, C-E-C-C-H-I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
On West 13th?
Yes, literally yes.
Me and...
C-Cheese? I was calling it Chi-Cheese.
I was called
it
Chechies. Chechies.
I have no idea what it even is.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that.
Regardless,
it
was a really good time.
Delicious food.
It was good food. It was even better drinks.
The drinks are great.
Were delicious. But they did like a New Year's Eve dinner thing where there was like two seatings and, you know, everybody got a glass of champagne for midnight and we all cheered.
Oh, that's
and it
fun.
Turned into like a dance thing for a minute. So that ended up actually being really fun. And then we went back to Joey's apartment and sang Taylor Swift songs till 5 a.m.
Oh, love.
Not even a joke. Like, there's videos of me and Casey with, like, you know, just holding a microphone, singing Maroon, with, like, from the depths of our soul. I'll show you later. I can't post it because it's pathetic. Like,
that's hilarious.
It's literally, the timestamp is, like, 4:54. And it's
the only way.
Like, literally me, like, tearing up, like, as if I'm Taylor Swift. Like, it was so crazy. But yeah, so,
it's the best way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Sip and Guzzle?
No, but I want to go.
I feel like you'd love it.
It's British, right? It's next to the British.
No, it's, I don't think it's British. It's like an Asian, like, fusion type of deal.
I must be thinking of something else. That sounds amazing.
It's in the West Village. It's in the West Village. It's had so much hype, and we went for the.
Oh,
I went for the first time.
On Cornelia Street.
Yeah. And
oh,
the first
so
floor
cute.
Is called Sip. Or no, sorry. The first floor is Guzzle. The second floor is Sip.
What the fuck?
And
I gotta get there.
And Sip is like the cool, like underground part. Ooh. Yeah, it was actually very cool. And they made a tomato martini.
I've been seeing those everywhere and meaning to make one for myself, but they seem easy to fuck up.
It
but
was,
I bet
yeah.
a good restaurant could like make a
it
really
was
good one.
the best cocktail I've ever had in my life.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it sounds like I'm going there this week then, because now that's all I'm going to be thinking about.
Sip and guzzle.
But yeah, so New York City, for those who live in the area, was full of holiday cheer this year, to be honest.
Yeah, it really was.
Lots of bars, restaurants, places really doing it up big for the holidays. So that was fun. And people, you know, it's starting to come down now. Nothing more depressing than having to take down your decorations and stuff. I got rid of my tree. Only because it was brown and so brittle that I thought it was going to catch on fire. I was like, this is a fire hazard now. Like, it's been up for a month. Like,
I never got a tree. I just got a little fake one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, it was so much effort that I just didn't have. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I didn't really go too hard with my Christmas decorations.
I went really hard this year. It was like an overcompensation thing for me.
And I think I'm going to keep my Christmas lights. I put like Christmas lights in my fake tree, my fake olive tree. I think I'm just going to keep them there.
Keep those there.
Yeah, they're kind of nice.
I have a lighted tree. It's like a deconstructed like branches thing that my Bette Sarah Beth got for me. I think for my birthday last year, being like, so you're not too depressed when like real Christmas
that's
shit comes
funny.
Down.
That's cute.
I do get like, this is prime seasonal depression time.
Yeah,
so keep
it really
your heads
is.
Above water. Like, don't, you know, we'll joke about it, but it is true. Like, this is the worst time.
It's the worst time.
And without
especially
the
like,
soft
waking
lighting
up this
and whatever.
Morning,
oh,
I was
God.
Like,
having to leave the house today was hard. It's snowing in New York and it's like, it would have been a perfect day to just rot again. But like, we've been rotting for 2 weeks. So
I know. It's like, I got to get my life back together
I gotta get my nails done. I still have my holiday nails somehow not broken. I don't know how that is. Like,
they look great.
That's how you know I've done nothing, that my nails are not broken at all, which is crazy. So, but yeah, I don't know. I think that I think it's time we get up, we get out of the house, we start doing things again. First on my list, there's a lot of shows and concerts I want to see, Gia.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a fact. Okay?
There is a lot.
There's a lot going on in New York City specifically. There's a lot of concerts coming up. There's a lot of people announcing tours for the upcoming year. Everybody is back into the swing of things. And guess who's also coming with us into 2025?
Game Time!
Our besties at Game Time still love us enough to hang out with us through 2025 for now. And we just love them to death. Everybody who told us their stories about getting good last minute tickets through Game Time, I think helped us a lot. So
thank you guys for
trusting us and believing us and using Game Time to have a good time for yourselves.
Yep. You guys know we love getting out to live events, whether it's a concert, a football game, and we always love to use Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Now with their brand new Game Time Picks feature, they're making it even easier to get to a game. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Mm-hmm. Just pull up your chosen event and turn on the GT pick setting at the top of the screen. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time. Big shouts to them as always. And yeah, keep your eyes peeled always. It was a fantastic resource during the Eras Tour, and it'll continue to be a fantastic resource throughout all of your ticketing needs. So thank you, Game Time. A lot has happened, but not a lot has happened at the same time. We have plenty to talk about. Obviously, it's been like 2 weeks since we last saw you guys. We can just go in chronological order.
Yeah.
We can touch on other things.
Maybe let's knock out all the Taylor adjacent stuff.
Yes.
And then we can touch on other
and
topics.
And then I'll touch on other, other stuff. Perfect. Okay. So first things first, right, literally like the day.
I think the day we posted our last episode.
Yeah. We had, was that Taylor giving the outfit?
No,
what happened that day?
I don't know if that was the same day that was revealed of
the Eras party. That's
yeah, the
that
party.
Was the first
okay.
thing I wanted. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sorry. I'm talking about she also gifted. She was seeing those kids in the hospital in Kansas City. She had gifted one of the girls told her outfit was T. She gifted the entire outfit to the girl, being like, "Thank you for saying it's T. Here it is for you as well." But most excitingly, Travis and Co. threw her a surprise Eras Tour themed party. seemingly in celebration of the Eras Tour only. I'm unclear about the dates. Everyone's jumping down my throat. I wrote a blog about this because I thought it was birthday themed.
I thought it was birthday too.
I thought it was like a birthday, a surprise birthday Eras Tour celebration combo.
Yeah.
People are adamant that that is not true.
It was just to celebrate the end of the Eras Tour.
They're saying it was just Eras Tour. People are saying, though, this is where I think that they're wrong. People are saying it was the Monday after the Eras Tour concluded, which cannot be true. There's no way that Monday night after Sunday's Vancouver night three was that surprise party.
Yeah,
there's no
that
way.
Doesn't
people
make any sense.
It was the following Monday after her birthday. So yeah. It would have made sense for, like, it would have made sense if it were birthday
weren't
related.
There reports that Travis and Taylor, like, went out to dinner and then he surprised her for her birthday with, like,
so
a bunch
Ashley,
of people?
I think Ashley Avignon, our girl, said that she posted, or it was like, you thought it would be like a intimate dinner, like a casual dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
But like,
surprise,
it's us. You know what I mean? So, and that I think was...
So still kind of unclear if it's birthday or not.
Yeah, we still don't know. We really don't know. But people were being like, no, it's not. And I'm like, but it's literally like on the day of her birthday. So I don't know what you want me to say. Happy birthday, belated.
Happy belated.
To our girl.
To 30, our queen.
35, 35, the big year for everybody.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling myself because it's coming for me.
That's crazy.
So, however Taylor Swift does this year will be a reflection of how I do in the next year.
Obviously.
So that's what it is. Because her 34th year was fucking banging. And so I just turned 34. And listen, I need the boost, okay? Mm. I need this to be a good year. Because last year was dog shit. But, and everyone knows that.
I feel like 2025 is going to be a good year for everyone.
I think so too.
I hope so.
I have optimism.
Yeah,
for the
and
first
I don't
time
know
in a while.
Why.
Usually I don't. I think maybe because 2024 was so shit.
Yeah, like, it's like
I
it can't get worse.
Literally can't get worse. Yeah. Like, it was just, it was so crazy. So, anyway, this themed party happens. It's all friends and family. Mm-hmm. It's the Kelseys. It's the Swifts. It's the Chiefs players and their wives and friends. It's, you know, it's some of Taylor's friends. Haim the band is there. Yep. Ashley's there. Everybody's hanging out. Everyone's wearing Eras Tour themed. Everyone, like, as if they were going to the Eras Tour.
Travis,
like, all dressed up.
Changed into his Eras Tour outfit that
his
wore.
His top hat outfit.
Yeah, which is so
hilarious
funny.
And so good.
And also Pat Mahomes dressed up in the same outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany was wearing a fearless number, right? I was going to say almost like a mirror ball because it's like a silver tassels dress. Mm-hmm. So cute.
Looking adorable.
Ashley was wearing a snake around her neck.
Love it. A lot of people had, it seems like they may have had accessories ready for the party. So like a lot of people had
The willow capes.
The willow capes.
Yeah.
And then the karma jackets. The karma whatever. So it seems like somebody bought it on Amazon for that party. Just the same as we all do.
Very
funny.
There
were friendship bracelets there.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was really cute. And
she got the 22 hat.
She got the 22 hat presented to her by Travis. Yeah. Hilarious. Like, just good stuff all around. And I think a fun experience for her, I would think, because these are the fun, kitschy parts of the show that she doesn't get to experience because she's on stage. You know what I mean? She never got to change friendship bracelets and you know, dress
get
up
the hat.
Or get the hat or like do, you know what I mean? Like they're have surprise songs. Like I wonder how in depth it went with the DJ past the decorations. Obviously, we don't know that much about it, but just some fun stuff. She looks
so
like she's
cute.
Having a great time.
I saw a lot of discourse online as per usual, just people being like, why would you have a party based off her work? Like, why would you want like her to bring work to after? But yeah, that's the whole thing. It's like she never got to experience it from like an outside perspective.
Exactly.
So like this is the closest that she's gonna get, and it's fun and like it's cute and like it's a huge accomplishment. It's not work.
Exactly. It's celebrating her and the accomplishment at hand. That doesn't mean that it's like, oh god, I gotta go to work. Like they didn't give her a microphone and say perform the Eras Tour.
They
put on like a fake Eras Tour for her to experience. I actually think it's very sweet. And maybe it was something she expressed before, like, man, I wish I could be on the other side of things. You know what I mean? Because again, she doesn't know.
Yeah, I didn't the DJ like playlist get posted from the party.
Oh, did it? I didn't see that.
I thought.
Oh, was it fake?
I thought it was real. I'm pretty sure the DJ posted it.
I have no idea
from the party, but the song choices were so funny, like they were all just like, I'm in love, like I. Like love songs. Oh yeah, here we go.
That's hilarious.
Oh, it's in Spanish. And the DJ who played at Taylor Swift's surprise party shared part of the event's playlist.
Got it.
There was some Tame Impala, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Catronada, Fire for You by the Cannons, Rolling Stones.
Wow.
Miguel, Eclectic. All I Want Is You, Mary J. Blige, Real Love, Ain't Nobody, Chaka Khan.
Ain't Nobody.
Rock With You, Michael Jackson, Get Down On It. Get Down On It.
Do, do, do.
Get down, down on it. It. Sounds like a freaking banger.
It sounds amazing. It kind of sounds like a... It sounds like a wedding reception playlist
a little bit.
That's great. Wow. Yeah. Very eclectic taste. I wonder who made the list. Who made the music? I wonder if Taylor took over the iPhone at one point and was like, give me the aux.
Yeah, you know? Right. That's so funny.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it looked like a good time for everyone involved. And she looked like she was having a great time. Everybody's posting photos. Their professional pics taken and stuff. So, very exciting stuff.
Yeah, really fun. Wish I was there.
Yeah, me too.
I think our invite just got lost.
Always. We gotta remind them of the new. I
changed addresses, guys.
Right, exactly. We both moved. Yeah. And it's in the last couple of years, you know. But we got to update the log.
Yeah.
So, seems like a good time for all. Later on in the week, Taylor, they pretty much came right back to New York after the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, I always find it so funny how I feel like news outlets will always be like, Taylor and Travis are really enjoying their time in Kansas City. They're settling down in Kansas City. They love Kansas City.
Yeah.
Taylor has found a home in Kansas City. Yep. Every opportunity that they have to be in New York City, they are there.
They are here.
They are never, she's never in KC when she doesn't have to be there, which is so understandable.
New
York
it's hard. I think that there's a difference in, and of course, Kansas City seems to have been nothing but lovely and wonderful to Taylor and everyone. But I think that in Kansas City, there is a certain element of yes, the Chiefs are left alone and respected. Travis could probably walk down the street in Kansas City and be fine, because everyone's he's our guy.
You know? He's like the mayor.
I don't think that, I'm not saying that they don't respect Taylor the same, but I don't think she has that same kind of freedom.
She
can't go anywhere.
Yeah, she's still Taylor Swift.
Right, exactly. Not that she can in New York, but at least in New York, there's more places to go and do, and it won't cause a fucking scene. They're a little more used to it.
I do wonder, what do you think would cause more of an uproar? I do think I have the answer to this question. I was thinking Taylor doing a public outing in KC or doing a public outing in New York, and it's totally New York.
Cause more of a scene?
Yeah. I just think there's more people in New York.
Yeah, I agree.
There's more,
I think it'd be
anytime she goes to Electric Lady or out to dinner, there's always so many crowds.
Spectacle.
I feel like you don't really... I mean, I don't know
they
because
do
I haven't
seem to be
seen...
very mum whenever she goes anywhere in Kansas
KC,
City.
KC, yeah, for
they
sure.
They do seem to lock it up, and we find out about it later. But that's what I mean. She still has to go in and out of cars and stuff. She couldn't just walk down the street in either city. So who knows? But yes, it does seem that she...
it is funny.
Every free chance she gets, she's here. She didn't go to the Christmas game or anything like that. It was in Pittsburgh, right?
No, yeah. She went to... the game before that, in that big red fluffy coat,
right,
which was
cute,
so
that's
fabulous.
That same brand, that Charlotte Simone brand, that the black coat. She wore a black version of it last year, I think, when they were heading to one of the times, the first time she and Travis went out, and I know because I bought that coat. I have the black.
Oh, really?
But not this red one.
I
wanted it bad.
It's $512. That's a lot of money, obviously.
For
but
sure.
Like,
but it's by the way, a really good quality coat. It's a British brand.
No,
I
want that.
It's really, really good, and it's very warm. If you're Charlotte Simone, it's a good brand.
And she's also wearing plaid tights.
Plaid, so scarlet it was. Plaid tights.
Always.
Yeah. Tights. Yeah, I can say it like that.
Plaid.
I did love it. Oh, I think I bought those tights.
I almost bought them. The sheer text ones.
The sheer text. Yeah, I did. I think they're
fucking
arriving
expensive
soon.
Though. $130 for tights. I just can't.
Oh, were they? The ones I don't know if that's what I bought.
Oh.
I don't think I bought $100 because I don't think I would buy $100 tights. But I definitely bought sheer. No, I didn't buy those. I bought the other tights that she wore this night. I bought the ones that are also sheer text. But they were only $26 on sale.
Oh, well, there you go.
The ones she wore this night going out.
Yeah, those are cute.
Which I had a pair exactly like that, but then I stuck my fingernail right through them. And then I was like, oh, what's this brand? So.
I can't. There are two things that I will not spend an obscene amount of money on.
Yeah.
Tights and bathing suits.
That is fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although this year I spent a little bit of, I dropped a couple bills on some bathing suits and I, regret it.
I never take pictures of myself in a bathing suit.
Yeah,
so it's no one sees me.
I tried
anyway.
And I was very self-conscious about it. I was face tuning the fuck out of it. smoothing
literally.
Everything. Yeah. My whole body's
smooth as
hell.
Might as well just not post the photo at this point.
No, literally. It's that's not me. When I post it, people are like, that's not you. But no, yeah, you're right about that. But I, so she,
that was the one Chiefs game.
She went to that game and it was a home game.
A home game.
And they didn't, actually, you know what my dad told me? Because my dad watched that game and he said that they didn't show her like at all, like during during the thing. And she wore a cute fur bucket hat, which we love.
I love that. Well. Yeah, I'm loving the bucket hat coming back.
I know, me too. I have a bunch of bucket hats, weirdly. Like,
I just bought one of those like fluffy ones that everyone's been getting.
I have three fluffy ones. I have a white, a black, and a pink. But the thing is that they're all Blazy Susan. So they have like the logo on them, so I have to wear it in the back. It's like, but they're really cute.
That's
they're cute
funny.
On. Those hats are cute on. And they're warm as hell. Yeah.
I'm trying to find what game that was.
That was the Saturday before, because Wednesday, it was Saturday before, I want to say it was, because Christmas was the Steelers. Was it the Saints?
Yeah.
Am I making shit up?
Wait, I'm confused. Oh, Steelers. Oh, it was the Texans.
Oh, got it. The Texans. Okay.
Yeah. They
on
won
Saturday,
27-19.
The 21st or whatever, yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah, 20th maybe. Regardless, so she went to that game, and then not on Christmas, though. It looks like Christmas Day she seemingly spent maybe in Nashville, whatever. That's, we have honestly no idea.
Yeah, no idea.
No one knows. But then was immediately back in New York and going out one on, let's see, on the 27th. I wrote these things down. 27th with Jack and Margaret, and they went to Bond Street, which is a good place. And
is Bond Street sushi? I always get confused with Bond.
There's Bond Street Sushi, and then there's Bond Street, which is also
restaurant?
Like a... Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then the next day was out at her new fave, Chez Margaux, for Ashley's birthday.
I was unbelievably obsessed with both of her out and about outfits.
Same.
Just unbelievable.
Out of control. Cute.
Everything from top to bottom was so cute. Mm-hmm. This freaking Stella McCartney jacket.
I'm obsessed with it. I really was like... should I do it? It's absurdly priced. No one should. I mean, no one should. Like,
no.
It's crazy. It's so beautiful.
So beautiful, and it's so cool.
$5,500. For this jacket. But she's just, she's girls with Stella, you know. And again, I'm not totally convinced that like Taylor just doesn't have these things to borrow or whatever. Because like, what does she keep all this stuff? Like, she wears things once and then
I think,
you know,
she borrows.
I mean?
She has to.
She has to when she has outings like this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But gorgeous. Yeah, that jacket, and even I didn't. I'm not a huge peacoat. How would you describe this? Is this a peacoat?
That way, I would say, yeah, peacoat, like trench.
Yeah,
trench coat. Long peacoat, long trench.
I liked the Stella McCartney one over the Simcoe, this long black one with the embellishments.
Yeah.
But the Stella McCartney bag
that
she was holding was so cute. Love the heels. I mean, her heels must be 5 inches, and she's still shorter than Travis,
which is so just what an ideal situation. This coat, I really almost, I was like 2 seconds from buying.
Yeah,
this I like more than the.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not fair because I love the Stella like blazer jacket, but this is more like my style usually.
Yeah.
So obsessed with it. Beautiful. She's got De Beers diamond earrings on.
Ooh.
That was the big ticket item on here. She's wearing De Beers diamond earrings, $35,000. So gorgeous, gorgeous.
I feel like she's been wearing those earrings a lot.
Yeah, I think so too. Maybe they're a gift.
Yeah.
But absolutely
stunning. Her hair looked phenomenal.
Her hair
looked
so she's got her Dyson hair wrap back out.
Yeah.
We love it. Like she's looking phenomenal. There was something else I was going to say. She did find her. Oh, she's wearing a little Fleur de Mal. God damn it. I get Fleur de Mal like ads all the time.
Yeah, I don't know that brand.
Instagram. I just get them all the time.
Mm.
She's got a pretty little Cartier watch.
Yeah, she's like
chilling. That, yeah, just looking
the
looking
Cartier
so
watch
good.
Is so cute.
Looking amazing.
Just a casual $32,000 watch.
I know, it's beautiful.
Mm.
Good for her. She deserves everything.
I
and
like
more.
The cake that they made for Ashley. That was like,
I like that too.
Happy birthday 25 again,
yeah,
or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, like 29 again or
yeah.
something. I forgot. Yeah, 25 again. I think you're right.
Yeah. Which was very cute.
Fun that she's out and about with friends doing stuff in New York during the holidays, just like we all are.
Yep.
Like, just hanging out, you know, doing your best, doing what you want to do.
Yep.
I got to say though, Travis's outfit, hated it. Garbage. Oh my God, so bad. The full red outfit. I don't even know who's. I assume Gucci. Like, who made that?
He didn't say.
I don't even know. And I didn't look it up, by the way.
It
was just bad. Sometimes he's hit or miss. Like,
yeah.
He
loves a fucking set. Like, he loves the matching coat with the pants or shirt with the pants. And it's really a hit or a miss when it comes to sets for men.
Agreed.
Because
sometimes he crushes it.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
This was a miss.
I think it's when there's a thin line between, like, tacky. Yes. And streetwear cool with sets like that.
Yep.
And yeah, the all red, just compared to her outfit, just made him look very tacky.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, because I do love Travis's sense of style, and
Me too. I usually don't have a problem at all. Yeah.
I feel like he gets a lot of hate for taking fashion risks.
Yes.
Which, you know, you don't get a lot of these days in the male category.
Exactly. Which we always like to encourage a fashion risk. Listen, especially with men.
Mm-hmm. I feel like straight men get shit on when, you know, they want to break out a new item, a new, like, out of the box piece. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, I just feel like Travis is so secure in his self-image, and like he has the confidence that he can pull off anything. Like only Travis can pull off that fucking Gucci set that he wore to Wimbledon.
To tennis, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like he has the confidence to pull it off.
And that was a similar vibe.
Yeah,
to this
sometimes
outfit,
it just.
Yeah, it just wasn't working. It wasn't working for me, and it wasn't working for a lot of people online. And it's like, listen, you can't bat 100 every time. Okay?
Yeah, no, right? You can't.
Isn't that the thing?
And,
I don't even know the expression, but.
He tried. It's just like, why are we wearing Timberlands? Why are we wearing Timberlands in 2025?
I just don't know. I just don't know.
Gotta get rid of the Timberlands. I get it. They're comfy. They're great for the weather.
Are they Tims or are they like the Louis Vuitton like
Tims?
Oh,
maybe. Yeah, yeah.
Because don't they have a new...
I can't tell. They're just like all black Tims.
I can't tell either. Yeah, yeah. I feel like he's worn the Louis Vuitton ones before, which is the only reason why I'm saying that. But maybe I'm making that up.
Yeah. They probably are Louis Vuitton or fucking something, but...
The red outfit was bad. The other outfit he was wearing the night before, I think, was better. But,
I agree.
But it wasn't anything. Neither were anything to write home about. Taylor stole the show both times.
Yep.
And she's just loving life. And I'm just happy that she has this break and she has all this time off. And who knows what the hell she's up to. Oh. Gia, it was obviously so nice to be off for the length of time that we were off. Obviously, we both caught up on as much sleep as possible.
Yeah.
And can I tell you that none of that sleep would have been possible without our good, good Boll & Branch.
Yeah, I mean. Those
full Boll & Branch, like Christmas, New Year's for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a full. I'm getting it for my family. I'm wrapped up in the wrapped up in my sheets. I got my quilted blanket.
Yeah.
I've got my
waffle blanket. Yeah.
All of it. It's just creme de la creme coziness. Yeah. All break long.
Totally agreed. Mm-hmm. The vintage wash sheets that we got.
Obsessed with the vintage
fabulous.
Wash.
Fabulous.
I can't get enough
like
of those.
Beyond compare how lovely mm-hmm. they are.
So soft.
So yeah, like we've been saying, we've been literally sleeping nonstop. Thanks mm-hmm. to Boll & Branch, we feel refreshed and ready to get back into 2025.
Woo.
And you will fall asleep faster with a luxurious softness that puts you into instant relaxation mode. If you really want to change the way you sleep, you need to upgrade to Boll & Branch's 100% organic cotton sheets. Discover the difference with Boll & Branch's 30-night guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll spend every night in buttery, breathable comfort and feel your sheets get softer with every single wash. Now's your chance to change the way you sleep with Boll & Branch. Get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with promo code TaylorWatch. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D branch.com, promo code TaylorWatch to save 15% off. Exclusions apply. See site for details. That just reminds me, I also want to make a PSA about our social media accounts. When those pictures come out, like those paparazzi pictures, like sometimes they try to sell those photos for like $500 to like $700.
Yeah.
So we have to ask for permission for someone else to buy the photos, and then eventually it trickles down back to us. So we don't have like, I'm in the process of setting up a budget for us and everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So like, we can't post those pictures right away when they drop because we will get sued for so much money. So we have to get permission first to acquire the photos, mm-hmm. buy them, and then get the photos sent to us.
Right.
So that's why there's always somewhat of a delay.
Because we work at Barstool, it's not that, it's not like anybody,
like anyone
people
on like
that
all
do regular Instagram accounts can just post pictures they see from Twitter and then steal photos and whatever. Because we work for Barstool, for a bigger company, we can get sued if we post them without permission.
Literal microscope.
This is across the board for the whole company.
Yeah,
like, this
yeah.
Like Chicks in the Office deals with this all the time.
Chicks
like,
in the Office
everyone,
has their own budget. They have their own like Connect through Backrit.
Right,
I'm
right,
like,
right.
Can we get that Connect?
I know,
like,
I know. Because they post all day long. Yeah, all celebrities.
They have all different types of paparazzi.
And obviously the Taylor photos specifically, they go for a pity penny. Like that's the whole
it's
point.
So
that's why
random.
People wanna,
like sometimes
it sucks. It's very annoying.
They're like $5. Sometimes they're like $1,000. It's like okay.
We do it on the blog too. Like we can't even. We have to pay for photos to use as like the headline photo in a blog. Like,
yeah.
When, like the picture you see when you click a link or whatever, those photos are like, they could be $5. They could be 25. Like,
yeah.
It depends on what it is.
We have to be super, super
be
cautious with paparazzi.
So right.
Photos,
paparazzi photos.
Because they will sue the shit out of us.
If Taylor posts something,
mm-hmm.
that's easy for us
that's
to repost.
Fine, yeah.
If her friends post something, like when Ashley posted the picture or whatever, that's easy for us to repost.
Yeah.
But yeah, the specific paparazzi photos, like we're not your girls for that. Like
that's, no, yeah.
Like we will get there, but we're not the first ones.
Yeah,
we're not
going
to be the first ones with it.
It's literally impossible. Even the concert, like the professional concert photos, I had to buy all of those.
There was a point, we have to honestly follow back up on that, but I don't know if we're going to win that argument. But we can't post the music on Taylor Watch.
I just do it anyways.
Taylor Watch. I know, like we're not, right. It's like, we're not allowed to post the music on our stories, on our, like it's, even Taylor's version. Like it's even if it's supplied through Instagram, like it's all very intricate and honestly makes no fucking sense.
Like on our way to the Eras Tour, we were like literally getting into fights with people because we were reposting,
like bitching out our head of social, being like, "What the fuck is going on?" And he's like, "Girl, I don't know. I'm the messenger. Like, leave me alone."
I was reposting like videos of people at the show, and like they like had the music attached, and they're like, "Oh, you have to take this down." I'm like, "I'm not taking this down.
It's ridiculous.
Like, she's not going to sue us. She loves us. She used my surprise song.
Exactly.
She would never sue us.
We're good. Like, how do they not understand that we are friends? Dave got a personal note from her.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
We're okay to repost a story that already has Maroon on it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Know.
Like, chill. Ugh. But yeah, no. It's a very, that part
there's a thin line.
The social media aspect, like social media end on our side is a little complicated, but you know, be patient if you are looking to us for up to the minute news.
Yeah. I'm usually pretty good with like NFL stuff.
100%.
Like,
yeah, the NFL stuff is, I think, a little easier.
Yeah.
Because they're quick.
Because like videos
Barcelona
are kind of different.
And NFL, like it's just like an easier thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, paparazzi, they're price gouging for sure. With
crazy.
Things like this, and they know that, so I don't know. I don't know, you know, what the fix is for that. That really isn't one, but yeah. But of course, you know, we have a million Swiftie friends that we're always shouting out. Like, if you're looking for like the paparazzi photos, the second they drop,
Tavis Hayes
has all of them.
Yeah,
Olivia always has them. Quick.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Swifties for Eternity. If you're looking for the like immediate photo,
yeah.
But we will always have the photos, and we will always obviously talk about it.
Yeah.
Once, you know, after the fact, but so no worries. But it's just that's a peek behind the curtain, if you will, when it comes to
I'm doing my best out
photo
here.
Rights. If you are someone who works in media, you understand exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a very ridiculous process. But there was a time where, like, again, because Barstool is so big, it's easy to sue Barstool.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to, and especially if it's coming from like a Backrit or even like a Page Six.
Yeah.
Like we can't even use, you know what I mean? Like it's very intricate, more than you think. So that's all fine. But regardless, we got to see our girl out and about.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to see her living that life, loving in New York City. We love that for her.
There has been slight clowning during
There's
her
a little
break.
Clowning. There was a little clowning, but God bless.
Oh my God, thank you.
But I think that we anticipated a little bit of clown because everybody, you know,
New Year's Day. Sitting on your ass, you're bored.
Sitting on your ass, you're bored. New Year's Day is coming up. We're thinking about Reputation. We're thinking about this, thinking about that. There was some sort of like website glitch for a minute, which wasn't anything, right? Is that the clown you're talking about?
Yeah, well, no, I'm talking about the Shazam.
Oh, right.
Of
Explain
it all.
This to me, because I saw this and I didn't clown along with this. I don't know what this
because
is.
Because I think it is a...
I love your earrings, by the way.
Oh
I'm
my
just
God,
noticing.
Thank you. I got
the
them from
moon and I'm obsessed.
I got them from the MoMA gift shop.
Oh my God, they're so cute.
Thanks.
What the fuck? How did I not notice until just now? Maybe your hoop is in the way.
Probably.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. So people were tweeting, look what you made me do. Taylor's version was registered on Shazam.
Oh right.
So everyone was like, oh my God, like last time. Something similar, I believe maybe it was a song on 1989, Taylor's version.
Was it Wildest
was added
Dreams,
to
maybe?
Shazam, something like that.
Because it was going to be in like the, or Out of the Woods maybe, because it was
going
to be in like that migration movie.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Right? Yeah.
But the thing is, I think it's been debunked because it seems like Look What You Made Me Do, Taylor's version, has been on Shazam for like a while.
Yes.
And people are kind of now just noticing it.
Yes. And also it's been used already in a couple of like movie promos and stuff. Like, you know how some, and it's literally like we were just saying, the Out of the Woods for Migration. And also for Summer I Turned Pretty, I'm pretty sure they used, what did they use?
No, no. It was the Tom Brady Patriots documentary.
Yes.
Is what they did, Look What You Made
Me
Do
For.
That was
for Look What You Made Me Do For first.
Yeah.
But then it, since then, it's been in a couple other things. But she said other songs that
it was
have
like
been
in
used.
Like a credit scene for like a show or something, or like an opening credit scene for a show
yeah,
or a
I think
movie
it might have
or
been
something.
Like, it might have been like Yellow Jackets or like, what's the other one that's like Yellow Jackets?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? There's like those two shows that are very similar. Like where they're in the woods. In the Woods is Yellow
what
Jackets.
What TV
the other
show?
One is like The Wilds?
This one says Patriots. Oh, Wilderness.
Wilderness.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
yeah,
drama's
yeah.
title song is none other than Look What You Made Me Do.
Yes. And that's with
Taylor's
version. Ashley Benson, I think.
Oh, I don't know.
That's like a new, that's new. But regardless, whatever. So she has before put out songs or had songs used that were on albums that, that the Taylor's version wasn't yet released for these like movie or show opportunities. And, or like documentary, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's no surprise to me.
Yeah.
And I also don't think that's an indicator of anything.
No, people were just like, oh my God, oh my God. And then other people were like, no, it's not.
I think it's safe to assume that every single song that will come out as Taylor's version has already been recorded.
Yeah.
Like, I think that we've said that multiple times. Like, there's no doubt in my mind. Like, obviously, the amount of time in between is whatever, but it's not like she put out Fearless and then was like, all right, got to get back and work on Reputation.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I mean, she had several years to start, like, doing that. And I have a feeling, you know, she's someone who starts something and she wants to finish it right away. So
yeah.
I'm sure, I wouldn't be surprised if we learn later that she re-recorded all of her albums and everything within like a month. You know what I mean? Like,
honestly, yeah.
You know, because she's like that. Apart from like features and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And vault tracks, whatever. But the original stuff.
Yeah.
You know, why not?
I feel like there was one more thing that happened clowning wise. But I
the
can't.
The clowning I saw was mostly New Year's Day stuff.
Yeah.
New Year's Day, what's going to happen? Blah, blah,
year
blah.
Year of the Snake. A lot of people are saying Year of the Snake. I do feel like we will get Reputation Taylor's version this year.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think so too. Well,
I think maybe
like
big before summer.
I think so.
But I don't know.
Who knows?
Because we're past
the
January 13th, we're past the birthday, past the December 13th,
yep,
obviously.
Yep, yep.
Or no, sorry, not January 13th.
December
past December 13th.
Yeah, yeah,
past
yeah.
New Year's. So both of those theories.
I think Year of the Snake technically starts on like January 29th or something. Yeah, that's Lunar New Year. Oh, it's also Lunar New Year, but let's see. Chinese New Year. New Year 2025. Yeah, Wednesday, January 29th. But again, that's a Wednesday, so who knows what the hell that's all about. But that is like the beginning of that. And so if she's doing stuff like that, then, you know, maybe that's if you're looking for a date to start clowning, January 29th is a good date.
Okay.
If you want to clown it up a little bit.
I like
that
date.
Time. And then it could maybe make sense for February Tokyo Endgame music video if it came out like that Friday. I think that would be, that actually lines up. Wow, did I just come up with something? no, that's the 30th. It's the 31st. So no. Who knows? But yeah, if you're looking to clown, you can go ahead. I personally would like to, I want it to be my Year of the Snake. So reputation or not, it's, listen, we had a lot of wallowing happening in 2024. We let a bunch of people punch us in the face in the beginning of the year last year, and it kept us down all the whole time. Me, I'm talking about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to happen this year.
Hell no.
We're going to bring it all back.
Yep.
Everything's going to happen. Vibes are going to be good.
Girl
vibes
bossing.
Are say hi. Girl bossing.
Yeah.
Gaslighting and
and gatekeeping.
Gatekeeping.
Yeah.
We're just going to do that the entire time, and I'm looking forward to it.
That's me too.
Basically, the plan I had last year, we're just running it back.
Right. With more gusto.
With a little more gusto.
Yeah.
And to start off that, new phase, ooh, Gia, I had an announcement because I know that you would be excited about this as well.
Oh.
I am officially in my Guilty as Sin phase.
Wow.
I'm very excited about it. I always liked the
song.
You
have mine written on your upper thigh?
Yes.
Yeah.
I always liked the song, obviously. But for some reason, I was listening to a lot of music over break. You know what I mean? I'm listening to new SZA. I'm listening
to
everybody.
Yeah, new SZA's good.
I really was going off and having a good time with it. But then, of course, I'm listening to my year wrap up, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Guilty as Sin like did make it like in like the lower,
lower
rungs,
term. Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's just because I listened to Torture Poets in Order.
Right.
So, you know, it plays a million times. And I was just really giving the lyrics a good listen over again. And I was like, this is a fucking brilliant song.
Such a good song.
What a good song. And I had a lot of people coming in.
What if he's written mine on my upper thigh? And then the drums.
My mind.
So good. Back
it's just,
into
it's
the
like,
head.
We always knew it was a sexy song.
Yeah.
But there is just so many good, so, it's lyrically so good. Yeah. And I think like, yeah, it's just time for me to appreciate that song.
Ooh, such
and
a good
song. I think that
song.
That's a good energy to bring
in. Well, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Because that,
I know you love that song too.
That part of that song reminds me of when, I forget, who has like that movie scene where they're like walking through New York and they're like so, is it Elf when he's like so happy walking through New York? For some reason that reminds me of that, like walking through New York and like
could
being
be.
like feeling yourself.
No, absolutely.
Like,
that's just like me though. Like yeah, me yeah. walking through New York being like, yeah. I'm an upper thigh.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
just
you know?
Getting hype for that for no
yeah,
reason.
Yeah, like white woman.
Walking through the, yeah, yeah. White yeah, woman's yeah. Instagram. Yeah, I also, yeah. I rewatched Bo Burnham special over the break
yeah,
again.
Yeah, so funny.
I love the inside special. But yeah, just one of these like in the park, like,
oh, well, I'm happy for you.
So I'm feeling good about that. We're going to full steam ahead.
I don't really have a Taylor hyper-focus song right now. I've been on the SZA kick.
Yeah. I'm loving.
Yeah.
I finally did like the full listen through and I don't have favorites yet. It's like, I need to listen to it 20 more times. Mm. They're long songs.
Yeah, they are
long songs, which I always like, but I love her. I really love her a lot.
Yeah, me too. She's a Swiftie.
Big Swiftie, yeah. Love that about
yep.
her. But I love her in general.
Yeah.
Who else? Music girlies? Anybody got anything going on? Just her, I think. Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny has a new album out.
Oh.
We love him.
Yeah, we do love Bad Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande slayed the Golden Globes yesterday.
Slayed the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
We can get
oh,
into
she
that.
Said that there's a deluxe version of Eternal Sunshine is going to come out at some point.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
She didn't specifically say deluxe version, but she said there's like some sort of
like
extension
more songs or whatever.
Of Eternal
oh,
Sunshine
hell yeah.
that
I
she plans on releasing sometime soon.
Fabulous. Eternal Sunshine, I feel bad for as one of those albums that got swept up because
snubbed,
Torture Poets came
snubbed,
out like a month
snubbed,
later.
Snubbed.
Totally snubbed.
Yeah.
Absolutely snubbed. I don't think it had to do necessarily with Torture Poets because it came out like a month later, but still.
Yeah.
I think that like it deserved way much more shine than it got. But
I agree.
She doesn't give a fuck, honestly. She's
I mean,
she's on her theater grind
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
she's a
on
movie
her
star,
movie
you know
star.
What I mean?
I
crushing
am
it.
Praying that she gets the Oscar for
I think
best
she
supporting
will.
Actress.
I think she will. The Golden Globes sometimes
believe.
Isn't a good I know. I think that the Golden Globes sometimes is an indicator of like who's going to win, and other times it's like the exact opposite.
Yeah.
I think there were a lot, some of them last night were like, oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Others were like, what?
Yeah.
Listen, love Selena. She looked amazing last night. She showed up with Benny Blanco.
Yeah.
And
she looked amazing.
We could talk, you know, we'll talk more about the Golden Globes as a whole, but Emilia Perez won a handful of awards that I have to watch it so I can form my own opinion. I haven't seen it yet, but based on the reviews that I've heard, that it's like no fucking way. Over
I,
Wicked?
Yeah, I just
what?
Based on the
but
clips that I've seen.
Know.
Have you seen that one clip
I've
where they're
the
like
clips, yeah.
vagina to penis
I
or penis to vagina?
Yeah. I think it's like a weirdo movie, which I always appreciate a weirdo movie. But up against Wicked in the musical or comedy
it's,
category,
it's a musical
it sounds fucking crazy
about like a trans woman who's also a gang person. I'm not 100% sure.
I couldn't even
the
tell
plot.
You what it's about. I just know that there are different, like, Selena, Zoe, and
a Mexican lawyer is offered an unusual job to help a notorious cartel boss retire and transition
right.
into living as a woman, fulfilling a long-held desire. So, like,
right.
the plot sounds so interesting. It's just the clips that I've seen are, I'm like, this movie looks terrible.
It's a lot of, like, dancing, singing, and that's all good and fine, but again, like, Wicked came out this year. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Wicked just came out and Wicked blew everything out of the water. So I am surprised. But I think Ariana gets the Oscar and Cynthia gets the Oscar.
I dead ass think that. I wonder if
we'll have to see what the nominations
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I was gonna
know?
Say. I, because I'm like
I hope Demi Moore gets a nomination.
Oh
now.
Yeah.
She
I
won the
Demi.
Golden Globe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How
me
about
too.
The speech that she gave? Let's just talk about the Golden Globes.
Fabulous.
We'll
Ariana said, there is something that I made last year that will come out eventually. It's an attachment of Eternal Sunshine that does exist and that will be coming out at some point.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Good. I'm excited. Golden Globes last night were, or Sunday night were tremendous, dare I say.
Yeah, very fun.
Nikki Glaser
crushed it. Not standing O for Nikki Glaser.
Standing
That's
O.
How you do it.
That's how you do it.
It's like everyone, oh, how are you supposed
like,
to be?
What, like
you
it's
can't
hard?
Be funny anymore.
No, she
we
literally
can't be
went
funny
up there,
anymore.
Crush it unlike anyone I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Right up there with like Amy Poehler, Tina Fey. She did it by herself.
Yeah.
Because I think Amy Poehler and Tina Fey were like the pinnacle of, oh.
Yeah.
That went
really
so high.
Oh, shit. I didn't even, oops, I was playing with it. My bad.
That flew up so high. I wish you'll see yeah, back
see
how
it.
High that
it's
goes.
Funny.
That was hilarious. Holy shit. Anyway, so, but she delivered every joke with perfect timing.
Yep.
It was the right
she
amount
looked
of
phenomenal.
Like, looked incredible.
Oh my God.
Her outfits were insane.
Yeah.
Makeup was insane. Hair was insane. The right amount of jokes
yep.
that were like little silly, but just poking fun.
Yeah,
like Timothy's got eyelashes on his mustache.
That was so funny.
Hilarious.
That was so
like,
funny.
Loved it. Benny Blanco.
Oh yeah, she's like,
you rubbed the
rubbed the genie for your wish.
Whatever to get this
yeah.
wish to be here today.
Ariana, hold my finger.
Yep,
that
yep,
was
yep.
so funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Ariana and Cynthia were being cool, and they were very in
yeah,
on
they were
shit.
Yeah they were like the cool girls of
yeah,
the night for
they were
sure.
being cool
yeah.
Adam Sandler got in on a joke with Nikki. It seemed like everybody was rooting for
oh,
her
yeah.
to succeed.
Chalamet
yeah yeah Chalamet she was right about that too
yeah
that was honestly silly like I really liked that. I thought it was fun. But so she I think everybody really was hoping for her to succeed.
Yeah,
it was good vibes right away. Like I didn't really feel tension much. I think people were a little like, how's it gonna go?
That
and
one,
as soon as she started, it was
just that one part with the Rock and Dwayne the Rock and
oh,
Vin
with
Diesel.
Vin Diesel, what
he
the
was
fuck?
Like, hey Dwayne,
wait,
they've
so
had long-standing beef.
So they yes, Dwayne the Rock Johnson and Vin Diesel, both previous stars of Fast and Furious franchise, have long-standing beef because
Dwayne called Vin Diesel a candy ass.
Yeah, yeah, and Vin Diesel's a freak, by the way.
He's a
weirdo.
Yeah.
Like, love him in the movies, but he's a weirdo in real life, and so. They've had beef for years to the point where The Rock was like basically written out of the show because they couldn't work together anymore.
Yeah.
And then, but I guess, and maybe this is a spoiler for if you're deep in the Fast and Furious franchise, I guess at the end of like the last movie, The Rock makes an appearance. So it seems like maybe they've squashed their beef and he'll be back for the next one or something.
I was reading like a timeline of Vin Diesel,
yeah.
The Rock's beef.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, so it started with like The Rock posted like this Instagram post being like, some people on set are classy and nice and blah blah. Some people on set have no remorse for anyone mm-hmm. else and they're candy asses and they show up late, whatever.
Yep,
everyone
yep.
knew that he was talking about Vin Diesel. That's mm-hmm. what sparked this beef. And then there was like a lot of back and forth of them being like, no, we're brothers. We're brothers for life.
Family.
Like,
this
can't
is family.
Come between us.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, but you guys don't like each other.
You hate each other. Right.
So I think that was a little bit of a dig from
well,
Vin.
Well, so right. So that originally... People were like, oh, the beef must be squashed because he's back in the game. But
yeah.
then the way that Vin Diesel was like, sup, Dwayne, sounded
yeah.
threatening.
Yeah.
Then, so I was talking to Fights about it. He's a big Fast and Furious guy. And he said that he thinks that Vin maybe had been doing it, trying to be like in a joke way.
Mm.
But because his tone and delivery is just so bad
yeah.
that it sounded
it
menacing
came off,
and
yeah.
sinister.
I
so,
think I agree with that.
Yeah, I think that that's the case. Because I do think that they had to work together to do like a new thing. That's, you know, whatever the next movie that's coming out. I'm
yeah.
pretty sure that they're both in it. And that's like a whole thing. So that was, yeah, that was like a briefly tense moment. But all the jokes that Nikki were telling were hilarious. All the people presenting were good for
mm-hmm.
the most part. Like nobody really, nothing weird. Gia, new year, new us, obviously. We're coming into this. We're trying to be good. We're trying to look good. We're trying to feel
yes.
good. Feel good is really
yes.
what it is. Like, obviously, we want to look good, but we want to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I've noticed is missing from my diet in spades, like I really am not doing a good job on this, is protein.
Yeah.
I'm a snacker.
Yeah.
I'm like a cheese girl. I'm like a crackers.
Exactly.
You know, I'm always forgetting about protein. And thank God we have a new bestie alert.
New bestie.
Orgain is
yep.
here to help us out. And I've got a little chocolate fudge protein, 30 grams of protein shake in my hands right now.
Love.
This
tastes
looks
just
delicious.
Like chocolate milk. It's delicious.
I love a chocolate
yeah.
protein shake.
Yeah.
I always have, always will. And Orgain is here to be our bestie and save our lives. And
yep.
Major shouts to them. We love them.
Yep. This podcast is sponsored by Orgain. And Orgain believes real nutrition has the power to make a real difference in people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
They're famous for their organic plant protein powder, and it packs 21 grams of complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids. All Orgain products are made with USDA certified organic ingredients, so I know I'm getting the nutrition I need without the things I try to avoid, like soy ingredients, artificial sweeteners, flavors, or preservatives.
It says too, it's 1 gram of sugar, no soy ingredients, gluten-free, kosher dairy. Look at that.
Amazing.
Kosher, okay.
Yeah, so if you're having some dietary restrictions, this is perfect for you. Remember, there are no quick fixes when it comes to your health. If you want more protein, give Orgain organic plant protein powder a try. That is a mouthful.
Yes.
Head to Orgain.com/TaylorWatch and use code TaylorWatch for 30% off your order. That's the best offer you'll find.
That's massive.
But you have to use our code TaylorWatch for 30% off. One last time, 30% off. Head to Orgain, Orgain.com/TaylorWatch. Use my code TaylorWatch.
Woo! I loved Demi Moore and Margaret Qualley. Loved. Did their like substance.
Yeah, that was cute.
The Substance is an awesome movie, by the way. It's a freak show.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, gee. You, first of all, you have
I've
to
I've seen
see
clips,
it.
And I'm it scared is, of the ending.
It is so weird. It's like Twilight Zone and like it's body horror. Like if you're
not into
that, like it's gross. Like,
yeah.
There's like gross
moments. I saw clips of like the end scene and I'm like, I don't think I can
but
watch
it's,
that.
But Margaret and Demi, it's just funny watching. And I think that's why it like comes, it's so shocking. It's like these two beautiful women being like having to look so fucking hideous.
Yeah, yeah.
And like be so gross. Like there's this part, you know, whatever. You'll see it all if you've seen the movie. But Demi Moore's performance specifically, I thought was so good because it has like, it has a lot to do with like, oh, I'm getting older and I want like a younger version of myself and like coming to terms with like the fact that you get older and people don't like you as much in the industry and whatever. And so as I was watching it, I kept thinking like, this was probably a really hard movie to film because it's a little close to reality. Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying that that,
well,
not
she,
saying
that's
that
what
about
she said
her.
In her speech. She was like,
right.
I felt like, you know, maybe this was my time to give up acting and retire.
100%.
And she was like, and then this script came across my desk and I was like, this is too accurate to how I'm feeling.
It's too good.
Yeah.
Right. And it is a really, really good movie. But so she said, which I think everybody needs to all the girls out there should listen to. In these moments when we don't think we're smart enough or pretty enough or skinny enough or successful enough or basically just not enough, I had a woman say to me, just know you'll never be enough, but you can know the value of your worth if you just put down the measuring stick.
Yep.
And I love that. I feel like we try to say that all the time too, that
comparison is
the
thief of joy.
Comparison is the thief of joy. And that very insightful. And it's true, though. It's true. There's enough room at the top. There's enough room for everyone to be successful. If you work hard and you do your thing, like, you can't compare yourself to other people because other people are living a different life. You know what I mean? So, but I just bravo.
Yeah. Really loved her speech.
She won a, you know what I noticed too? The Golden Globes is done. They do female actor and male actor now. They don't do actor and actress.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which I thought was cool. So she won best female actor in a drama.
Slay.
Drama, whatever. And, or, yeah. Drama. Mm. And so, or no, maybe comedy. Comedy musical?
I think it was comedy or musical, yeah.
Right, right. Because like, it is technically
comedy.
Because
it's like
comedy.
Technically a comedy. They like to throw some random ass fucking.
They stretch that.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
They stretch that for sure.
For sure.
But
I think
but
it's
overall,
maybe to add in more shows that like
definitely.
Would get cut if not.
Well, so many are on the fence, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so many have like funny moments, but also dramatic moments. Mm. So it's like hard to figure it out.
Yeah,
but
totally.
Overall, I would say Golden Globes, 10 out of 10. Really
yeah,
enjoyable,
I really, really enjoyed the whole thing.
Yeah.
No Taylor this year.
Yeah, sad about that.
I thought it was funny that Wicked won like the award that was like made for Taylor.
Right, right.
It's like the most money you made the most money award.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. The box office hit.
Won. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's what Vin Diesel presented. Which,
yeah.
Man, he just could not spit it out, huh? That was like he was the worst part. Like I love him. Like I said in the movies, but he something was up with him. He's like not okay.
You know what I. Yeah, that was an odd part. This is such a different tangent, but I was just going to say, I loved seeing Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner together.
Oh, I loved it too. I really like them as a couple.
I love them.
I think they're a funky match at first glance, but then when you think about Kylie, I think that they make sense.
Yeah, and it seems like they're really into each other.
She's not like the other sisters, you know what I mean?
No.
Like I give her and Kendall, I always give a pass. Like, I think that, you know, and I love Chloe, obviously, too, but I think that like, I think Kylie is trying really hard to be like, she's a billionaire. She's a billionaire business, makeup business. She likes doing that.
Yeah.
Of course, she likes to be on. She's on the reality show and she'll go to red carpet. She likes to look pretty and whatever. But she isn't really.
She
like
looked
a thirst
amazing.
Monster. She looked amazing.
Oh my God. Yeah. No. Like she didn't walk. I wish she walked the red carpet.
She
because
never
her
does.
Dress.
She. I know her dress was insane.
Phenomenal.
She never walks the carpet with Timmy. And
nope.
I
gives
respect
him his shine.
Yeah,
yeah. Gives him his time. Even when Timmy was. When it was his category, mm-hmm. she was not there. I don't.
Yeah.
I think she walked away for a moment. I don't know if she knew that the category is coming up.
Yeah,
but
when it was happening.
They're very good at, you know, keeping things private,
keeping business separate.
And yeah, and they're. Yeah. I think that they are so cute together.
I think so too. I also thought it was really cute. Obviously, the table that they're sitting at is like all of
the complete unknown
people. Complete unknown people.
Yeah.
So she's sitting next to Elle Fanning.
And yeah.
Dakota Fanning is like a table over.
Yeah.
And I just think like what a fun crew, and then
yeah.
it seems like Elle really and Kylie were getting along.
Yeah,
like I just
she,
you know,
I saw
I like
her talking to Luca Guadagnino who did Call Me by Your Name and Bones and
yes,
all.
Yes,
and they seemed like they were getting along
obsessed.
Really well. She was talking to Denis Villeneuve, did Dune, mm-hmm. so like clearly she has these relationships with
people
Timmy's
yeah.
relationships. So yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And it seems like yeah, it's like. He brings her around. It's not like
yeah.
he hides her at
yeah.
the house.
Like
or
there's a reason
like
why, and yeah, she just she has a lot of class.
Absolutely, she
yeah.
does, and she's yeah. She that dress was insane. Looking so beautiful.
God, I want to see a full picture.
I know,
so
me too.
Bad.
We'll get one. I think at one point, I did see a picture
like
of her
a half
sitting.
Pic.
I saw a picture of her with the Fanning sisters, and somebody said like that there's like a cut like her dress might have like burst open on the side or
Ooh.
Something. And so maybe that's why she didn't take any like standing photos.
People were like speculating that she was pregnant.
I know.
Which
people
is
were
crazy.
Saying that the other day because she did some
she
like
just
a haul
like,
with
one video
Stormy
with,
and,
yeah,
and,
yeah, Chicago.
And Chai, yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's crazy the lengths people
chill.
Will go. Like
I know.
It's
people
just
so
crazy.
Like,
you can't post
out.
A fucking video with your niece and your daughter
no,
without people being like, she's pregnant.
With a bag of goodies on your lap.
Yeah,
like,
it's
chill,
crazy.
Bro, chill. Something most exciting. I think that happened about the Golden Globes, though. And we were all a little fooled at first. We
yes.
weren't sure. We weren't getting our excited hats on just
yes.
yet. But Tom Holland and Zendaya are engaged.
Love
so
them. Happy for
so
them.
So happy for them. They are like, they are a dream couple. Like, they respect each other. They are so cute together.
The way that Tom, the way that they talk about each
yes.
other is so lovely.
I love it.
So respectful of mm-hmm. each other. Like, you know, they always support each other in their endeavors. Like mm-hmm. Tom was saying that, you know, similar to Kylie and to me, like he won't walk the red carpet with her because he likes to give her
that's
moment.
That's her moment.
Yeah,
yep.
yeah.
And if he walks it with her, then it becomes about them.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah
it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
so sweet. And like
it's
every time I see them together, every time I see them talking about each other, it's always so positive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I saw a tweet like it's crazy. We've seen somewhat of their relationship since 2016, 2017.
I know.
Like
they've been a while.
You know, there were rumors that they were together, they weren't together, mm-hmm. and then, you know, I think it was, like, after she was with Jacob Elordi,
yeah.
I remember, like, those pictures came out of them in the car together,
yes.
and everyone was like, yes!
Everyone was
like
thank God!
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The good guy won!
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And it was just...
Which
was
fantastic.
It's just so lovely to see
yeah.
their love story unfold the way that it has, and she... broke the news in the most perfect way possible.
Absolutely. So and here's the thing, when award shows are afoot, obviously everyone is wearing big expensive jewelry, diamonds,
mm-hmm.
whatever. So it's not the first assumption that you're engaged. If
mm-hmm.
you're wearing a ring, a diamond ring on your ring finger, like sometimes that's just part of the look. And her dress that she was wearing, which was so fucking beautiful,
Ugh.
As always, like she literally has never
yeah,
missed
La,
once.
La, 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 La and her,
is,
they're
the
just,
best.
Yeah.
And so truly fabulous. But so the way that her dress was, where she would pose to show the left side. So in my head, I was like, all right, she's got a ring on that finger.
Mm-hmm.
Not so shocked. But then when it turned out that she didn't have any rings on any other fingers, and it was just the simple, massive diamond, and the way that she was posing with it, then people were like, wait a second, is this bitch engaged?
Yeah.
And then confirmed this morning, Monday, by TMZ, yes, they got engaged over the Christmas holiday, between Christmas and New Year's, just at one of their family homes, just the two of them. What a romantic,
so
just, I love it.
Sweet.
I love it. Gorgeous.
So gorgeous. Yeah,
so
there
exciting.
Was like a few clips where it kind of looked like she was showing off the ring to like Ayo Edebiri
yes.
and... someone else, Amy Pascal, people were saying. Amy something.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't see.
Some other woman who was also at the Golden Globes. But yeah, it's just, it's incredible. The ring is beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
She looked amazing, as you said. Mm-hmm. Orange. We're loving orange
that,
for 2025.
Like, burnt sienna. Yeah, I loved it. Loved
but
it.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect way to go about announcing an engagement if you want to do something more subtle.
For
and
sure.
I have a feeling that if there is an engagement in the future of Taylor's, if that's what
yes.
she wants,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
if that's in her future, I feel like that will be a very similar.
I think so too. I think it'd be like a just showing
up,
let people speculate,
yeah.
and then Trusted Source Entertainment Tonight via Tree Payne will
exactly
will
something very private.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I don't see a Selena Benny Blanco Instagram post, and that was amazing too. Like, don't
yeah, I love that too.
No matter
super
which
cute.
Way you want to announce mm-hmm. it, is your way. Like, it's your engagement.
Absolutely.
Like, do whatever.
Absolutely.
But I just feel like they're a little bit more private. I don't know.
For sure, I agree completely. But I yeah no, it was just done. It was just classy. Everything about it was all class.
So
and
amazing.
And they are all class.
Oh God,
and
I'm just so happy for them.
Something I love, and I think we've said this fact before, but Zendaya's parents, her mother is like way taller than her dad.
Oh, really?
And I think that is like a really cute
that's
thing.
That's funny.
That, I don't know why I think it's cute. Like, so for
no,
her.
No, I'm obsessed with that.
You know, as tall girls,
yes.
it's like, oh, you got to have a tall man, you know, whatever. And this is a Short King success story, as coined by Bob
we
Fox
loved,
said that.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, he's a Short King success story. But I love how, like, her parents like broke a stigma like that, and then so her growing up her whole life didn't think anything of it.
Yeah,
so now
yeah.
she's got, you know, this wonderful man, and I just think, like, I don't know, girls talk about that, and I think they kind of changed that narrative
yeah.
around. Like, all of a sudden it was like Short King summer, like,
yeah.
let's pop off.
I mean, look at Nicole Kidman and
Keith Urban. Love that.
He's
love
a tiny
that.
Little guy. Sometimes
yeah,
you just got a little brother, your boyfriend.
Exactly. Yeah.
yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta do that. We gotta go see Baby Girl, by the way. I forgot. We were
I know.
I was
no,
too,
like,
I was too
we
high
have
on
to
the couch
see it this week.
Day. I wanna see it bad.
Everyone's been talking about
yeah,
it, and like, I have to
see
it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go this week. But so yeah, I think that just all in all, a great night of fun, love, laughter, excitement, and that's all that. You know, where there wasn't a lot of fun and excitement was the runway in Kansas City.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going with this.
Oh, where'd you think I was going?
I thought you were going to go with the Justin and Blake Baldoni.
Oh God.
Route.
We need an hour for that. Well, let's get the Chiefs out of the way first.
Okay, yeah,
and then
yeah.
we'll get into that, because I don't even. Okay.
Yeah.
First things first, the Chiefs were supposed to play in
Denver,
and they got caught on the runway because of ice storms or something. I don't know. And but the reason I'm even bringing it up is because Swifties everywhere were like tracking the flight, being like, "They're not. Are they going to make it in time? Like, let's." So Swifties got involved in all that, which I thought
it's
was
so
hilarious.
Funny. And it's also how, like, I feel like every Swiftie in the world's like, "Stop tracking flights! Like,
yeah,
we do
yeah,
not need
yeah,
to
yeah,
track
yeah.
flights. Like,
this
it's
doesn't
so
need
invasive.
To happen."
Yeah,
yeah,
now we're all tracking to make sure that the Chiefs make it to their,
sure
their big
right.
game
a
like,
day later.
Yeah.
Right.
That's very funny
hilarious.
To me.
So,
you
yeah,
also
so
said that you didn't know that Carson Wentz was on the Chiefs.
I had no idea, which I very much like Carson Wentz. I know that he was the Eagles guy until he got hurt, and
yep.
then Nick Foles stepped in
yep.
and saved the day,
yep.
right? But I didn't. I lost track of him after
so
that.
So funny! I can't believe
he's so cute. I think Carson Wentz.
He's
like a ginger. I'm into that. I think he's cute. He's got funky
seems
outfits.
Very nice.
Yeah.
He's like a. Not saying this is a bad thing. He's a huge, like, God-fearing man.
Oh,
like,
is
he's
he?
Like,
oh, we'll never get
And he's
along,
also,
then.
Like, a big hunter. Like, he posts pictures of him,
I've
like,
seen
killing
him with
animals
all the ducks.
A lot.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like,
the hunting, I can, you know, I can get over that. But, God fearing shit, I no, no.
It's just
sorry,
too much.
I
Nick
can't.
Foles is the same way. TJ
Nick
said
Foles
that when he was on the Yak, like, he just was, like, would bring up God, like, every 5 seconds.
Damn.
It's
damn.
Like, okay, like.
That's tough. Listen.
If God's that's
gotta,
what,
if God
got you that Super Bowl, then sure.
Exactly. God's got a hold on you like that. You. Bless up
yeah.
as much as you can.
Sometimes I'm like, maybe I should get into religion.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder, like, yeah, should
I make
that
a thing?
Because then I feel
like it gives you more of, like, a purpose in life.
People, you know, I saw some bullshit. I think, like, you know, dumb fucking Elon Musk or somebody posted this and said, like, people have been replacing. Oh, yeah. It was Elon Musk. He said people have been replacing religion with, like, woke ideas and, like, radical left or whatever. Who the fuck knows? Like, some bullshit. And I didn't agree with what he was saying, but I was like, that is true. Like, religion is down. Like, people are.
It's yeah.
It's not as high as it used to be because things are bleak. You know what I mean? Like, once if people things start going well, people will be like, it's because of God, it's because of God. And when things are going badly, it's like, how could God let this happen? So it's like, when things start picking up, people will.
My dad did start going to church after this Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
There everyone, you go.
So everyone has their divine intervention.
Nana is a big God girl. Loved God, yeah, church, like, all the time.
Grandparents.
My grandpa, too. Yeah. He's always praying, always going to church. So, yeah, and who knows? They're old as fuck.
It's a good way. It's like a good. Sometimes the ideologies of religion just like kind of it gives you like a peace almost.
For sure. Well, it gives you something to like believe in. Yeah. Something to believe in. Something to believe is less
the future.
Right. Less scared of the future. Also less of like your own. It's like, oh, well, it's up to God.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's like God's hands.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean? So, but yeah, so they ended up, it all went fine. Everything's fine. Gee, the holidays may be over, but we've got a couple of things. First of all, we have a couple of things coming our way, a couple of sparkly, bedazzly things coming our way from our besties over at Steven Singer. And we also have a little romantic holiday coming up sooner than we think. Valentine's Day sneaks up on you every single year.
It really
and,
does.
Steven Singer, thank God, is here with all of the best diamonds, jewels, anything you can imagine for yourself, for your loved one. Treat yourself. Treat your boyfriend. Treat your girlfriend. Treat whoever it is. But we've got diamond earrings coming our way.
I can't wait. This will be my first pair of diamond earrings.
I'm so excited about
So excited. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys have seen Steven Singer's billboards or heard him on the radio. Well, and then if you're wondering why their slogan is "I hate Steven Singer," it's because all the other jewelers hate him because Steven has the number one gift for Valentine's Day.
Yes, he does.
And I'm excited to tell you about this incredibly sweet gift. It's a real rose preserved and dipped in a real 24 karat gold
to
last
the rose.
A lifetime.
I have one on my desk, actually.
We got a couple,
Yeah. I literally have one on my desk and I have a pink one on my desk.
So they're so beautiful. They're simple. They're elegant. And Steven's 24 karat gold dipped roses start at just $59. Mm-hmm. His beautiful Valentine's Day rose won't wilt or die, and the red is the perfect pick for your first rose. This gift is unique, sentimental, and lasts a lifetime guaranteed. That's amazing. I feel like I'm so bad at taking care of flowers.
Same.
Especially because like when you get flowers for someone, like it's such a nice gesture, but then
it's
they
so
die
kind,
and you feel
right.
so bad. Mm-hmm. You'll never
I'll tell
have
you this.
To.
The Steven Singer 24 karat gold dip rose is so gorgeous. Like it's very intricate, really beautiful. That price is an absolute steal, no joke. But I have it on my desk because they gave us a few when they were besties with us on Barstool Radio way back in the day. And it adds such a beautiful flair to my desk. But also I took one home as well. I didn't tell anybody that. And it just looks beautiful amongst all my other things. And it reminds me a lot of like the Beauty and the Beast rose.
It totally does.
If you're like a
Beauty if you're like
Beast
a Disney,
girl,
or
you're, you know someone that is, maybe let her boyfriend know or let her girlfriend know, whoever, and it's a stunning addition, especially if you're somebody who has like a when I grew up we always had like a glass cabinet with like crystal stuff and precious moments and like whatever, like it's perfect for something like that.
It's
really pretty for like an eclectic friend especially.
And you can even build a bouquet over the years so you have so many different moments you can remember all these different cherished moments and look at a beautiful everlasting bouquet. And there's a new color each year to collect, and this year is a mesmerizing peacock teal. Lovely
peacock teal,
we love it.
Oh, I love that.
So go to IHateStevenSinger.com for real roses dipped and trimmed in real gold from a real jeweler you can trust. Steven Singer Jewelers. That's IHateStevenSinger.com.
Also in the Chiefs world, Kristen Juszczyk has finally got her brand. She is now making the it's called Off Season is the brand. The first thing they're rolling out is that puffy jacket. That Taylor, but basically the same one that she wore. She is unimpressed.
I'm very unimpressed.
I'm not surprised by what I assumed it would be exactly that.
This is kind of when it's like when like a mom and pop shop
stuff is ugly.
So ugly. It's like when a mom and pop shop gets bought out by like Campbell's or like Johnson and Johnson. You're like, it's just not the same.
It's not the same.
You know what I mean?
That's kind of how
I feel about Kristen Juszczyk's stuff, because I feel like all of the branding just kind of ruins it. The font usage for the names, and it says "Welcome to the team" on the back in this awful font. The font for the last names are terrible. The font for the numbers are terrible. It just seems like a very took them 5 seconds to design.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe the, with maybe her, the product stuff seems will be better. So complicated and, you know, so thought out. This just seems like they're like, oh, let's just slap a one on there and that's maybe, the jacket.
Maybe that won't be exactly how it ends up being. It just, that does look like Photoshop. You know what looks, I mean? Like, that looks like shit.
Awful.
That Photoshop looks like shit. But we've seen the jackets and we know that they look good. Like, Taylor has
Yeah,
her own,
no,
and,
like,
you know?
I really, really loved the jacket that Brittany and Taylor wore.
Yeah, yeah, same. So who knows?
But I made a joke. I was like, never trust a Niners fan to make Eagles merch.
Yeah. That's true.
But yeah, no, I'm just a little disappointed in it. Just seems like a little lackadaisical.
Hopefully the big machine doesn't swallow it all up. Yeah, I do think it has potential, and I think it's very obviously very exciting for her, and was what I would, if I were in her shoes, would want to hope is what's going to happen. You know what I mean? Or would hope what is going to happen is that my designs and vibe get bought by the NFL and it's sold through the NFL. That's amazing. So hopefully
I can't even imagine
the creativity doesn't. I know, right? Hopefully the creativity doesn't get lost in the sauce. So we'll have to see.
It'll be interesting to see.
Off season is the brand.
What the Niners ones look like. If the Niners ones are like so cool,
right. Yeah, exactly.
Then maybe there's a little bias.
I'm not convinced because I saw you tweet those Eagles. I mean that looks awful. I can't imagine that
it
as the
looks
final print.
Like,
you know what I mean?
And I don't want to say that because
it looks
like
a lousy, like, it looks like a fast mock-up.
No,
we do
it
like for
like,
it
looks
like
someone
make it
used like
this, you know what I
like
mean?
Like Canvas Pro or whatever that app is.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
Canva.
Yeah. Right,
like,
Canva. Yeah, it looks like shit. But
like,
that's
like something about
that's not a reflection. The advertisement that I sent you, did you see like the commercial that I sent you on Instagram the other day? It's like it was like the commercial. Sorry, you sent it to me. And I said, like, oh, good for them. Yeah, this one.
It looks
awesome in this. Like, everything looks cool in here, I think.
They also, like, kind of don't show. Like, they show it for, like, a second.
Yeah, they're not. But, yeah,
but
like
even
Eagles,
that Eagles one looked different
right,
than
exactly.
the one that they
so
showed.
So I wouldn't go off of that picture you're seeing because I think that this, because these are way cooler. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll have to see the full drop when I think it comes out tomorrow.
Cool. I'm excited.
But, yeah, I was shook when I saw that.
We'll have faith. But yeah, so that's all that's going on in the world of them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Carson Wentz, Chiefs on the runway, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay. I think we've covered literally
now
everything
it's time
but
to...
the Blake and Justin stuff, which is growing more complicated by the day.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say this. I'll say this straight up right now.
Oh,
I'm still on Blake's side.
It's hard for me not to be.
I'm still on her side, and I will say it's in... I understand that. All right, let's back it up. Let's back it up. Blake Lively released I'm trying to think of what it's literally called.
Like a lawsuit?
It's not even a lawsuit. It was like a. It's like a. I can't think of the actual name. It's like an
a deposition.
Yeah, something like it's like an argument or like
let me see if I
something.
Can.
Where she, it's not actually a lawsuit. It's like a petition for a lawsuit. But the way that it's been done, it's all games with the media we're playing right now, okay? So there's not like an actual lawsuit happening yet. There's no money being exchanged.
Just said, Blake Lively is reportedly suing Justin Baldoni for sexual harassment and allegedly launching a smear campaign against her.
Right, but the like it's a deposition. That's what I'm saying. Deposition, I think, is what I'm looking for. The word I forget. I don't know because all the outlets picked up lawsuit, suing, whatever. But this is like a motion to do that. I watched a TikTok from some lawyer girl breaking it all down.
Yeah.
And so that's what this. So this is like the start of what could eventually be a lawsuit. It's not literally a lawsuit, and so yet, and so And the details are all talking about Justin's behavior on set. It included text messages from his former like PR people who the text messages are
very damning,
planning a smear campaign.
Yeah.
That's what it is from him. And then, you know, their response to it, them being really sarcastic about it, bitchy. It's women, two women going back and forth, which is fucked up. We hate that.
But
then, right, on the flip side, all this comes out and does what Blake, I'm sure, and her lawyers had hoped for it to tend to do is paint him in this light and show that he's not this, like, she's not a bitch, he's an asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
he's not this, like, feminist savior.
Exactly, which he's not, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't care what the fuck, what kind of semantics we're getting into with his text messages, which is the next thing I'll say, is that Justin now wants to sue the New York Times because they published all of this information for Blake. And he's like, this is not the order of the texts that were sent. Context is important and whatever. And there are certain parts of it where I can understand what he's saying. Ultimately, though, I think that he still looks like a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is true, that he still wanted to run a smear campaign against her. And he still overstepped his boundaries on, like, multiple occasions, I think.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I agree. I think him countersuing her was kind of an attempt to be like, well, not everything in this is true.
He's playing semantics game.
Yes,
now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because, you know,
which is my least favorite fucking thing. You know, I hate an asshole that does that. It's like, well, actually, if you look at this one and this one, it, like, that means this. And she told me she was pumping
to
in the trailer.
To be fair. And so, but it's hard, though. Like, text messages. Like, how am I supposed to know what I'm looking at is real or not real?
Right.
So he came out with, like, the real text messages, which made it look like they were being sarcastic about, you know, them running a smear campaign. Like, it's like, oh, they're, you know, people think we're behind this. Like, people think that we're the ones behind this one. Mm-hmm. We're not, whatever. But nothing in Justin Baldoni's counter suing disputes the fact that there was, like, weird sexual stuff
the
going on.
Like, undertones, the friend, like, being the fake gynecologist. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, the, like, encouragement to be nude during the sex or during the birthing scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me. But there's a lot of, okay. My read on Justin Baldoni has always been that he thinks that he is a guy. He thinks that he's the guy that's not all men.
Yeah,
that's
That's
who he thinks he is.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not the case. And he masquerades as that.
Yeah.
So we can have a podcast about it. So we can do movies like this and look like the good guy and have everybody fawn all over him. And what a good guy you are. And wow, what a man. Mm. And like, oh, this is what real men are like. Like, he loves being perceived as that.
Yeah.
And so he cast himself as this person in this movie. He's like, look, I'm going to take on the burden of being the bad guy to show just how bad men are because I'm not like this. And in reality, I think deep down, he's the piece of shit.
Yeah.
And that's based on the stuff that I saw. Context included, I still think he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I will say about Blake, I don't blame her for having to go over the top and be bitchy in this counter attack, I should say, not even lawsuit, counter attack because of how badly she was treated during the press run at the beginning. And I think that everyone focused, hyper-focused on her talking about, bring your florals, bring your friends, because it was easy to be like, what the fuck, bitch, you know?
Yeah.
And they completely dismissed the part where, like, it was uncomfortable to even do press, and they wanted to move away from Justin and all this bullshit and all that, all the rumors were swirling, but she had to, like, get her receipts before coming out with all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, for her to have had dealt with that onslaught, that fucking, turns out they worked with that reporter. Remember that reporter?
Yeah.
That was, like, put out the clip of her being a bitch and
no,
whatever.
She said that she wasn't working with them. She said that she had nothing to do with.
No, she was, because there was proof of her working with them for that same agency, because she did the same thing to Anne Hathaway. It was like within a couple of weeks of each other, she was getting paid or something. Or maybe she put out the thing with Blake and then they enlisted her for help with the Anne Hathaway thing. Like, there was something, she was in there. Because I remember I was talking to
the, but she definitely added fuel to the fire during the time.
For sure.
Yeah.
Something is nefarious there.
We're talking about this interviewer that Blake did an interview with for a show, and she was pregnant at the time, and the interviewer said, like, congrats on your little bump, and then Blake was, like, kind of sassy and was like, what about your little bump?
Yeah, something like
that. And it was,
like
this whole thing, whatever.
Which I still, by the way, stand by Blake. Like, I think it's so, I know that people either don't care at all about that, or they do. I think it's fucking crazy to, even if you know someone's pregnant, to mention their stomach at all. Like, I think that girls are really sensitive about that, and I think that it's, like, and also moods, hormone, you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, unless it's your best fucking friend. Like, even my literal best friend right now is pregnant, so pregnant. I never bring it up unless she brings it up and she's like, oh my God, I feel huge. And I'm like, oh, stop. You're Mother Nature. Like, that's how you talk about that.
Yeah.
You don't ever point out, like, it's just not a thing to do now in these times, I think. And so I was on her side with that. Like, just mind your business, bitch. Like, I don't know. And then don't years later put out the fucking clip making me look like a bitch. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I do think that there's an element of the fact that, you know, and I remember tweeting this at the time, and I was like, maybe Blake Lively is just a bitch, and I'm down for that. Like, I'm fine with her just being bitchy. But I think that there's a little bit of that. But I very much think that Justin Baldoni is a fucking asshole. And I can't get past it. I see his going back and forth and, well, I'm suing you and I'm doing this and whatever. And it's like, no, bro, I just can't get back on board because the damage has been done for me.
I have two things. One, I think this was a big wake up call for like PR industry stuff, especially for me, because like when all this stuff first came out, I was like, oh, yeah, like Blake Lively, like what the hell are you doing? Like you look like a fool. And it is so crazy how like these little infiltrations on social media, Twitter, like one tweet, like the screenshot of Justin or screenshotting the Hailey Bieber thread, like a thread of why Hailey Bieber is like the worst and being like, this is what we should be doing.
Yep.
Crazy, crazy, crazy eye-opening thing, especially if you see so many smear campaigns against women in general in the spotlight. So you're like, wow, like this is actually so
it's
calculated.
Orchestrated, completely orchestrated. Yeah.
My second thought is, the only gripe I have with this whole situation, because it's been very hard for me to keep up with everything, to have a set opinion about it. Yep. Like, we'll see what happens in court. I just hate the... I really, really don't like... It seems like Blake Lively was super overbearing with the editing and directing process. And the only reason why I bring this up is because... In that speech last night, the director of The Brutalist, he had a speech where he basically was like, filmmaking is like a scarce thing nowadays. There's no respect for the filmmakers. Obviously, you can have these huge casts with these huge names, but it's the filmmaker, it's the director, it's the editors.
The movie happens in the final cut or something, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, that to me kind of seemed like a little shade towards that situation.
Oh, I didn't think that.
Because it's been so... talked about in the press about how like Blake Lively like went over everybody to get her final cut, be the one, even though they tested both versions and people like Justin Baldoni's better. She still went through whatever production company they were using.
I missed this part of it.
Forced her final cut to be the one that was shown.
I knew that there were specific.
She also wanted like some sort of credit.
I didn't know the testing thing. Is that true?
Apparently. This is all what I've seen.
Who knows?
Online.
Like, yeah. Who?
It's so hard it's for really me to hard be to saying tell. These things as fact,
especially now that we know.
I know
that people
but
are just
there
pumping
are there are proof of
there.
Emails.
Sure.
Of
yes, I did
people
see that.
In the production company being like, we are nominating Blake Lively for this it's like not an award, but like it's just the prestigious thing that you get to be a part of when you are a writer or director of a certain movie, whatever. And they're like, in the email, we're like, we are nominating her with like disdain, with like not like
right.
with a like pressure put on us, basically, is
right,
what they say.
Okay. Right, right, right.
So that's kind of what annoys me of that situation. I feel like, you know, you kind of just have to know your role, especially as someone in like more production side. Like, it's just like,
you're there
to be the actor. And like, of course, like if you want to, this whole production, and like she pushed for her name to be like a producer, blah blah blah. So yeah, I get if you're putting in a lot of money to the movie, like you gotta wanna have to have some sort of a say in what the movie looks like. But at the end of the day, you're not the director. That's the role of the director.
But Justin Baldoni was the director, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. So that is where it gets hazy for me.
Right.
Because I'm like,
he's such a douchebag.
He seems to be incorrigible regardless.
And
I feel like if, you know, and then Blake then creates this really good relationship with Colleen Hoover, and she is the writer of the book. And then so Blake Lively, it seems
this is
like,
all just Colleen Hoover's fault.
Oh, yeah, it is all our fault.
Yeah.
It does seem to me like Blake Lively, like, had the temperature of the set and the room and all of that better than he did.
Yeah.
Because all of them have been like, we're on Blake's side.
That is so true.
The
also,
entire
yeah.
cast
yeah.
has said,
yeah.
we're on Blake's side of this.
Yeah, you know, that's actually a great
like,
point. That's
you know
a great
I mean?
Point.
So the final cut part, like, maybe they had to do things that were unnecessary in the movie. Like, again, like, they're talking about how he's trying to improv sex scenes and, like, do other shit like that. Like,
yeah.
maybe there are moments like that that were... you know, in or out, whatever. But I will say this about Blake Lively. It is not her first rodeo when it comes to, like, directing and writing and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's... famously directed the I'll Bet You Think About Me music video, Taylor Swift. But also, she's been involved in these things before. So maybe it was just the kind of time where she was like, you know what? No, I'm sick of like helping a lot behind the scenes as the lead actor, whatever. I have at this point influenced this movie and changed this movie to a different point. Mm. And this guy doesn't have good intentions. And so I want recognition for this as well. But then if you're pushy about it and then here's the thing, Gia, if a man did the same thing, would we be having this conversation?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if a man comes in here and is like, I did all this work, I paid all this money, I'm involved in all this, I want my fucking name on the project, it's like, okay, yeah, sure. Are we saying it because Blake is now a pushy bitch and she's making a big scene or
I do
whatever?
Think a lot of it has to deal with just being like a woman in the workplace and like being assertive and saying what you want.
Yeah.
And, you know, having a lot of money behind you and that makes you kind of seem like a villain. But in real life, you are literally just a successful woman.
Exactly. And I think she's just standing up for her. Like, I think really that this has become more than just like, I want my name on the movie. This is now I was mistreated during this movie. Or maybe she was treated like not like the A-list actress that she is. Mm. You know what I mean? Like,
I
would say
I'm
she's A-list.
Very, very. Oh, totally. Yeah. I'm very, very, very curious. And like the whole Scooter Braun deactivating his Instagram.
Wait, right.
And company is the company that Justin Baldoni used.
So Scooter Braun is embroiled in this, of course. Number one, part of the, we didn't even talk about this a second ago, part of the like quote unquote lawsuit, I cannot remember the right word for it. It's not a lawsuit yet. That is important. But in it, I guess there were conversations about how like, oh, we'll paint Blake as this like person who's weaponizing feminism, similar to her friend Taylor Swift, who does the same. Remember that part?
It was like, we have to be careful about Blake's fan base because she's in Taylor Swift's circle
The, hold on, because I quote tweeted the exact. Because I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I remember that little tidbit being released. And everyone being like, oh my God, this makes so much sense.
Let's see. Here it is. Okay.
Yeah.
It says, this will get ahead of any potential negative news placed by BL and or her team and seed doubt should BL or RR, Ryan Reynolds, come forward with negative messaging. As part of this, our team can also explore planting stories about the weaponization of feminism and how people in BL's circle, like Taylor Swift, have been accused of utilizing these tactics to bully into getting what they want.
Yeah.
Which is also something that people have bullied Taylor about and have said that she's doing and whatever. And I couldn't disagree more when people say that. Like, you can't... We're not weaponizing feminism. Like, it's just, I don't know.
It's like, aren't we trying to be feminists? Like, why are we? Yeah, like,
being feminism.
Is anything enough at this point?
Hey, we need some help here, girls. Like, that's fine. That's not weaponizing feminism. That's saying, thank you for bringing this to my attention. This guy's a fucking asshole. You know what I mean? So that is bringing it, that's into it. So that's already sending Swiftie alarms off like crazy. Then we come to find out, right, that the PR agency that was going back and forth, making up this smear campaign, doing whatever, is owned by Scooter Braun.
Yeah.
And then even deeper into it, we find out that all of these proceedings, all this bullshit, started happening right around the time that Taylor had like that birthday party or whatever, or I don't know if it was birthday or not.
In
Rhode Island. Yeah. And Scooter Braun is posting, my invite must have got lost in the mail, whatever the fuck. Dude, shut your fucking mouth.
I don't think we'll
when
ever
will he learn?
I don't think we'll ever see his face again.
So
genuinely.
He deactivated his Instagram. Yeah. Justin Bieber blocked unfollowed him or something. It seems like, I don't know what the fuck's going on with him, but I hope that's it for him.
I really do think it is his time.
It has to be.
To bury him.
Enough is enough. He's getting rid of his Instagram. That is a sure sign of like,
Guilt
in some
way.
What
are you doing?
We don't know what he's... Well, he's guilty of a million things. Yeah. Obviously, we know that. But this specific... What is so bad that he deleted his Instagram? Mm. I hope it's Diddy stuff. I hope that's coming for him.
Me too.
It's a hammer that big for
him. I would love that. Except if that's him, then like that's like so many people underneath him.
I know. It's so much.
So that's crazy.
But that shit's popping off right now, obviously. Yeah. I'm trying to keep track, but everything's moving very quickly.
I know.
In
the Beyonce halftime performance, I was like, I love you, Beyonce, but
what's going
on with your husband?
Yeah. What's Jay-Z?
Why did Jay-Z come to the Mufasa premiere?
That was crazy.
The day that he had like child rape allegations.
I really wish that he stayed home that day.
Yeah.
Like, it could have just been
like,
you
that's
and,
blue,
you and blue.
That
you
blues,
know what I mean?
That's blue's moment.
That could have
like,
been you
on.
And blue.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That was crazy.
That was fucking crazy. Like insane. But anyway.
But yeah, to go back to that, it's just, I'm very, very on Blake's side throughout this whole thing. It's like, it's,
It's hard to keep track, though. It's hard to keep track. And people will argue both ways. It's
hard to keep track of what's what and what's true and what's not true, because both of these things have not been proven.
I know.
So, like, we don't know what's real, what's not. Like, we'll have to see, you know, the extension of where this goes, even though I'm just, like, I'm so over this whole thing.
Me too.
But, yeah, it's hard to believe what, like, Justin Baldoni is trying to be like, oh, like, no, actually, this is she's the crazy one, not me. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard, especially he's, like, accepting these, like, awards for being,
dude,
like,
the biggest feminist.
That was so crazy. Like, we should not be giving out awards
to
men for being feminists.
Like, a week before this all went down, right? Justin Baldoni's, and it was taken away. Justin Baldoni's Voices of Solidarity Award, which honored men who have advocated for women, has been rescinded following the sexual harassment.
Yeah, that's a crazy award.
It honors remarkable men who have shown courage and compassion in advocating on behalf of women and girls. And can I just say this?
No, that's
one thing.
Do you want a cookie?
Why does this even exist?
No, that's crazy.
Like, who made up this stupid fucking award just to give it to this asshole?
Yeah.
Like, I honestly.
No, that is
that.
So
what
crazy.
A fucking joke.
Yeah,
like,
I feel bad for Blake in this whole situation. Clearly, her name has been thrown through the mud for who knows what reason.
She had a shit year as well.
Yeah.
She was supposed to have a good year with this movie, and I saw the movie and I liked the movie.
I didn't hate it.
I thought it was good. I also didn't think it. I thought they did a good job with, like, the darkness. Like, it's not as dark as the book. Like, they left a lot of that. You know what I mean? So when even the conversations that we were having, like, we both said, they're like, oh, see you with friends in your florals or whatever. Like, it was a little, like, I understood the lightheartedness from the beginning only because I knew that it was like, all right, they wanted to present it as a story of strength to a certain extent, and maybe they went a little overboard with that. And then obviously the hair stuff in the middle of all of it, that was tough. People can't forget that.
Brown by Blake.
Blake and Brown.
The zhuzhing.
The zhuzh. Like, okay, whatever. Like, that was like a weird thing.
But I also think that's a thing that, like, that Blake is claiming in her suing that, like, the company, like, made her presented in that way.
Wanted her to, exactly.
Yeah.
And then Justin did the opposite and went the other route.
Yeah.
And then, once you saw the movie, it's very clear that, like, obviously this bad stuff's happening, but she overcomes it and she breaks the pattern in her family. And like, it's like a whole thing, you know what I mean? So I think that, and hindsight's always 2020, but I do think that there was a lot of shit getting thrown at the wall at that time. I would go.
Yeah,
I'd go
I definitely feel
like,
I was my opinion of the whole thing was so skewed. Yeah. I mean, just based off, I feel like the internet does, like, skew my opinions on things. I'll read one thing and be like, oh, that's true, and then read another thing and be like, oh wait, I completely go against what I just thought.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's so hard, and like, I do feel like guilty a little bit because I was like really pressed about the fun and florals thing.
Right.
Like, I was
but
just
so
like,
was everybody.
What?
Yeah. People were like, what the fuck? But then, like I said, once I saw the movie, I felt the same about the bring your girls in your florals or whatever. I thought, like, it was an eye roll a little bit. But I also,
the whole movie's like, she owns a flower shop.
Exactly, right. It does make sense. Like, it makes sense for it. I just, in the back of my head, always, specifically with Blake Lively, or really anyone that's friends with Taylor Swift, and maybe it's because we're, like, such fans of Taylor Swift, and it's not like she can do no wrong or, like, be friends with bad people or whatever, but I do have this element of, like, if she is so close with her, then I just kind of feel like I would side with her if I knew all the details.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, I just don't think that Taylor would not, and she didn't even, remember, like, Taylor didn't promote the movie at all?
Yeah.
I bet that Blake was like, don't even promote this fucking movie. Like, I can't wait for this shit to be over. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it probably has a sour taste, and it's just.
And I do think it says a lot that Blake didn't say anything until now, and, you know, came out with all these receipts and stuff. Yep. So, like, we're just really going to have to see, where it goes from here.
I would say that of the two, the lesser evil is Blake.
I don't think
she's evil at all, but I do think, you know, she has to play the game at this point. She has to, if he's going to smear her, she's got to smear back. You got to keep up somehow. And if that's happening, that's happening. So, we'll just have to see. But what a fucking mess.
Oof,
huh?
God, I was like trying to watch these TikToks of like, I'm a lawyer and here's my breakdown.
Like,
I can't.
Deposition. I cannot remember that word.
I know.
Still.
It's hard to
remember. I'm sure all the YouTube comment lawyers will correct me.
My freshman year, like, law class in high school. Like, what?
Con law?
Yeah, literally. Can't remember, like, any of the right terminology ever.
Yeah, no, not at all.
But
it was made clear to me, though, that these are, like, pre-filings. So like these filings have happened, so then they could eventually move to a lawsuit. So there's not literally a lawsuit happening yet. That's why like this getting leaked or whatever, that's all part of a press plan. You know what I mean? So it's just, you got to keep your head on a swivel when it comes to press stuff. Like everything, people are smart. People know how to manipulate the media. Yeah. People know how to manipulate your thoughts and feelings. Twitter is not a safe place to look at.
To like, me, that was the biggest eye-opening thing. Twitter was like, I wonder how many of these, like, you know, these tweets that are like, I hate Blake Lively and I like can't really like, I can't put my finger on it, but Blake Lively really annoys me.
Yeah,
like,
she really rubs all of wrong those way.
Like, there's like a 90% chance that tweet is planted, which
it's
is
mob
so
mentality.
Crazy.
It's orchestrated mob mentality. Yeah. And that is, I mean, that'll ruin anybody.
Yeah. Or like,
mean?
Yeah, like the Hailey Bieber thing, like a thread of why Hailey Bieber is the biggest like mean girl in Hollywood.
Yeah. Like, who writes that?
Exactly.
Who gets paid to write that? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's a fucked up thing.
Yeah.
We will never do that here. Like, you will not catch me getting paid to write a shitty thread to sway at people's perspective.
No,
it's always my original thoughts. Yeah, talking shit. You know, it's always my original thoughts. But yeah, I feel bad for Blake. Feel bad for Ryan Reynolds. You know, having to defend his wife and get involved. He's getting dragged through the mud at the same time.
Yeah,
just because he's associated and whatever. But I'm sure, you know, karma brings all our friends to the summit. Trash takes itself out every time.
Oh, so
LeBron, though, what a fucking blech.
Yeah, he's so gross.
Blech. So we'll keep you posted on that as we hear more.
Yeah.
What do we think? Is that everything?
I think so.
I feel like I'm gonna pass out.
I am so tired.
Yeah.
My eyes are closing.
Faint, like, but my stomach is grumbling.
I'm hungry.
I ate, so I don't know why.
I'm starving.
So yeah, all right, let's wrap it up. Wow, great start back in
2025. Yeah, wow, so happy to be back. Oh my God.
I'm happy too.
Happy to talk to someone that's not my cat.
No, literally, yeah. I'm happy to talk to people that's not myself. Yeah. I went out the other day, I like went over to Rhea's and I was picking up, you know, the way you get there, you have to pick up people on the way. So I was picking up on the way and I was like, this is the first time I've spoken out loud in 3 days.
It's like, crazy.
In the car.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, it's just nice to be back.
Yeah.
To be back, get back into the swing of things, get it moving, get it popping. 2025, this is our year. You know,
don't get it twisted.
We're going to pop off and girl boss, gaslight, and gatekeep. And we can't wait. So we will see you guys on Thursday.
Yeah, love you guys.
Love you.